From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson departed Beijing on Saturday as he wrapped up his visit to China, where North Korea was high on the agenda. Marissa Melton has more.
Tillerson is making his second visit in office to the world's second biggest economy and America's chief rival for influence in Asia, and increasingly, the world. Tillerson said on Saturday that the United States is probing North Korea to see whether it is interested in dialogue and has multiple direct channels of communication with Pyongyang. His remarks followed a day of meetings in Beijing, which has been alarmed by recent exchanges of warlike threats and personal insults between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. President Trump announced he will visit China in November. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Acting Homeland Security Administration Secretary Elaine Duke reassured residents of Puerto Rico that the federal government understands the severity of the ongoing humanitarian catastrophe facing the U.S. territory.
I know that the people in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are suffering. We are here and we have been here to help them.
In the face of widespread criticism of Washington's slow response to the Puerto Rico hurricane, President Donald Trump told reporters the scope of the destruction in Puerto Rico dwarfed the damage from hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Catalonian separatists vowed Saturday to ignore a police ultimatum to leave the schools they are occupying to use in a vote seeking independence from Spain. As police methodically sealed off hundreds of schools, some parents decided to send their children home and girded for pre-dawn confrontations Sunday with the police. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes in the rebel-held Idlib province has killed 28 people, including children. The Syrian Civil Defense, a rescue service operating in rebel-held areas, also known as the White Helmets, put the preliminary death toll at 26 and uploaded a video to the internet appearing to show the aftermath of an airstrike in the city of Armanaz, eastern Idlib province, with rescuers carrying an injured child covered in blood to an ambulance. Rescue workers said Syria and Russia had killed scores of civilians in airstrikes that began after insurgents launched an offensive against government-held areas in the northwest of the country last week. Dominated by the jihadist group formerly known as the Nusra Front, the Idlib region has seen a six-month lull in airstrikes until the latest escalation. The United States on Friday abruptly warned Americans not to visit Cuba and ordered more than half of its Havana embassy personnel to leave. Associated Press reporter Josh Lederman has been following the story from the State Department.
The United States is warning Americans not to travel to Cuba and is also pulling about 60% of its diplomats out of Havana. This comes as the U.S. continues to investigate unexplained health attacks that have harmed at least 21 American diplomats and their families in Havana. The U.S. is also stopping processing visas indefinitely in Cuba and will no longer send official delegations to Cuba until this is resolved. The State Department has tried to say they're not pointing the finger at Cuba for being behind this, but is blaming Cuba for failing to do enough to protect American diplomats on its soil.
That was AP reporter Josh Lederman. Around half the opposition members of Cambodia's parliament have left the country. Tom Turco explains.
The lawmakers did so, fearing a crackdown by Prime Minister Hun Sen's government. The leader of the Cambodia National Rescue Party, Kem Sok Ha, was arrested September 3rd and charged with treason for an alleged plot to take power with U.S. help. The government has said there could be more arrests linked to the alleged plot, which the opposition says is just a ploy to ensure Hun Sen keeps his more than three-decade hold on power in next year's general election. Tom Turco, VOA News.
More than 144,000 people have fled from the Mount Agung volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali. Officials on Saturday urged evacuees who live outside the immediate danger zone to return home. Officials say the number of evacuees has grown too high and only the people who live within 9 kilometers of the crater should remain in temporary shelters or with friends and relatives. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.